When did FFA find out about what Farm Bureau was going to give to the association?
A couple of months ago, as a result of an action at the Farm Bureau board meeting, Mr. Hoblick came to FFA and initiated a conversation that would form a partnership that would ultimately give FFA its own brand identity, its own office space, its own headquarters operations building as a part of the Florida Farm Bureau complex in Gainesville. And again, this is a partnership, probably the biggest partnership that FFA has ever entered into, and certainly a big partnership for Farm Bureau, too. So we're really, really excited about it, and as I mentioned, it will take us to the next level in terms of being able to serve 17,000 FFA members in our own facility and also still be a part of the Farm Bureau complex and the Farm Bureau family.
The theme of this year's convention is Imagine. So with that theme, how do you feel like something like this fits in with that theme, to imagine the possibilities of agriculture?
Well, I think it fits perfectly with the theme, and that's the message that our officers and our staff has used all year long. Imagine what the possibilities could be. And certainly, if you look at their logo, their Imagine logo, the letters AG are highlighted in that, and that, of course, ties us back to the ag industry. But that's been the messaging all along, and I think this partnership fits very well with that messaging because, as I mentioned, this will allow us to take FFA to the next level and do things that we've not been able to do before as a result of this partnership. So at the beginning of this year, as the officers began to talk about imagining the possibilities, little did we know that some of those possibilities would come to realization here at this convention.
Okay. And lastly, the specific benefits to the Florida FFA Association. What does it mean as far as being able to save the association money? What does it mean about, like, specifically daily yearly tasks?
Sure. The facility is roughly a 6,000 square foot facility. You compare that to the 1,200 square feet that we currently operate within the Farm Bureau building. Certainly would allow us a larger capacity to service our 17,000 FFA members. Much of what we do with today's technology in terms of providing tools and resources to our membership is done in-house, and of course we do that and we accomplish that now, but it's very difficult to do it in the limited space that we have. So this new facility will certainly allow us to take that to the next level in terms of being able to service them and provide the resources for our chapters and our teachers throughout the state. The facility will be complete in terms of production capacity. We'll have a production room to produce the physical things that come out of our office. We'll also have an office suite that will allow us the office space that we need. It'll be fully equipped with several meeting rooms and a boardroom for our board, and also to be used by the Farm Bureau insurance company as well as the Federation. And it will also have a full dormitory for both the male and female state officers, which in turn will save the association probably about $10,000 per year just in lodging costs alone. So some really good benefits that will come from this partnership and from the facility.